Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And speaking of guns and shooting, it was 5 years ago today that we were doing breaking news reports about what was happening in Newtown, Connecticut. It became known as the Sandy Hook Elementary Massacre. 20 children and 6 educators mowed down by a gunman. Joining us right now is Reverend Kathy Adam Shepherd of Christ Church Cathedral. Now, she is actually at Christ Church Cathedral just across the street from KMOX Studios, but 5 years ago, she was the rector of the Trinity Episcopal Church in Newtown. Thanks for joining us, Reverend.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is one of those events that everyone who pays any attention to anything remembers. We hear these reports, and they're horrifying, and we're not even connected to it in any way. Can you explain a little bit or set the scene of what this was like being there and being a person who had to give comfort in the community?
Yes. My son, at the time, was a first responder with the fire department in Newtown. And so he was alerted immediately. And at that same time, I had a daughter in the school system. She's a behavioral therapist. So, you know, worried about her because the first announcements were that there was a live shooting in one of the schools in Newtown. And at first, we weren't sure which one. But because my son's a first responder, he knew right away that it was Sandy Hook. So I headed directly there. And because we had numerous children in the building from our parish that day, and because I'd been in the community for, at that point, I think 16 years, so it was a pastoral concern for sure. So I did go to the firehouse that day, which is where we could see, you all could see on television that day, with the students and were being brought out of the school to their parents at the firehouse. And eventually it became clear that we were still missing 20 children and 6 educators and waited in the firehouse that day to learn about them. And so, you know, that day unfolded and we learned that 26-year-olds and 6 educators were murdered in the school and in their first grade classrooms that day. It's hard to describe. I mean, every time we see a mass shooting, which there's been over 300 of since Sandy Hook in our country, it's just chaos. It's chaotic. The feelings are just, you know, wrenching and heart-wrenching as well. And that's what it was like that day, just completely unaware. When we were in the firehouse, we didn't have access to media, so we didn't know what the world was knowing until later in the afternoon.
And it seemed in the aftermath of that, it seemed that there was this great impetus, this push to do something, to get something done so that this wouldn't happen 300 more times since we're between then and now when we're having this conversation. And yet then people get defensive and nothing happens. And we have conspiracy theories like Alex Jones saying it never happened, right, which I'm sure was incredibly hurtful. And I'm sure you knew some of those parents who had to deal with those, right, allegations. What's your feeling, yeah, about what has transpired or what hasn't since Sandy Hook?
Well, I will say, just to put this in context, that, you know, as the rector of Trinity Episcopal Church in Newtown, we lost 1 6-year-old who was the son of a family in our parish, and another 6-year-old who was the granddaughter of people in our parish. So we were immediately affected by that. We had, I think it was over 20 other children in the building that day, including the older sibling of one of the children that was lost. So, you know, I think the immediate was to take care of the funerals and to go through all of that as a town. And then you know, these parents kind of unrolled themselves from their fetal position in bed and started to work with others in the community on trying to change legislation within the state of Connecticut, which was fairly successful, in fact. And then on the federal level, as we all know, quite unsuccessful. There hasn't been a single federal legislation changed in our gun laws since Sandy Hook. However, I do believe there are 37 states that have changed their state laws and tightened those laws. So I think that gives us some hope for the future. And most of these families have started legacy foundations in the names of their children or adult family members that are doing all kinds of varieties of things, but changing, doing, you know, good work on trying to change all kinds of aspects that lead to this kind of gun violence, with socialization of children, the brain health issues, helping children who are socially awkward to be mentored by older children and to be less awkward about that, to identify children as early as we can who might have the propensity for violence in their older life.
Reverend, I hate to cut you short, but we are out of time. Reverend Kathy Adams Shepherd of Christ Church Cathedral is going to be part of a remembrance tonight. It starts at 7 at the Heights in Richmond Heights, remembering our lost children 5 years after Newtown. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Quiver River Electric Guest Line.
The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.